All right, let's find out a little bit about Andrei Svechnikov's, not the injury, but the recovery, if you will. And for that, we bring in my friend, Dr. Salen Parekh, the official orthopedist of the Adam Gold Show. He doesn't know that. I just made him that. From Rothman Orthopedics in Princeton, New Jersey. Doc, thank you so much for the time. I don't know if you've seen the video, but on Saturday, Andrei Svechnikov tore his right ACL. It was an innocent play, just like looked like a little stumble on the ice. He actually came back and skated a couple more shifts because it was late in the period. He skated two more shifts in the second period and played the entire third period. I've never seen anything like that. How do you play with a torn ACL?
Well, you know, a lot of these harmless type of plays can lead to injuries. Think about Carson Wentz a few years ago.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing that, you know, diving over the goal line and ended up with that ACL tear. So it happens. And what ends up happening with these guys is there's so much adrenaline pumping that they can keep playing for a little while. And then, you know, the game's over, they swell up, the pain really starts setting in, and they're more aware of the injury, and then that's it.
Chance he made it worse by playing in the third period?
I don't think so. You know, the instability isn't going to be necessarily there for everybody. It won't be that bad. The fact that he played makes me think, yes, there's a lot of adrenaline, but he probably wasn't super unstable, so he's able to play. But that's obviously not something you can do long term.
No. Do you question whether or not he is human if he played in the third period with a torn ACL?
Well, listen, we know all these pro athletes.
Yeah.
They are superhuman, right? These guys do things that we mere mortals can't do.
Dr. Salen Parekh is joining us here. Fantasy Doctors Online, by the way. Go check that out. He hasn't had the surgery yet. So, first of all, how long until, in normal cases, you would have this surgery?
So a lot of it depends on the theory of the surgeon taking care of him. And what I mean by that is there's some data to suggest work on early motion, try to get some of that swelling to calm down, and then do the surgery in a few weeks. And that's one school of thought. There's another school of thought that says, let's just do the surgery quickly, get him in and out, and on his way to recovery. The long-term results on either of those things is the same. So it really depends on the surgeon preference and quite honestly, partly the athlete as well.
All right. Now, what is the time frame for recovery for this type of injury now? It used to be you'd be out for longer than a year. Then Adrian Peterson, I think, came back in 8 weeks. I'm joking, but it seemed like it. What is the time frame for recovery here?
Yeah, you know, AP came back in 6 months, broke the timelines, and then had a monstrous year. The problem is when you have somebody like that, the expectation from everybody is that everybody should be able to do that, all pro athletes. But the reality is that when you still look at the NFL and you look at the NBA and Major League Baseball, it's 9 to 11 months for these guys to get back. Hockey's a little bit different because the demands of the knee are a little bit different. The fact that you're on a smooth surface where the friction is very little, it makes it a different situation. So for hockey, you normally see these guys get back in about 6 months.
Really? So
yeah, they can start getting on the ice in about 6 months.
6 months. Start getting on the ice. So we're still talking a few, maybe another month or two before he's able to come back and play. So I guess my kind of in my brain, I had Andre coming back around Christmas of next year. That's probably still a pretty good timeline, no?
That's still a pretty good timeline, absolutely. And, you know, do you really try to rush him when it's not needed at that point? I think you give him his time, let him come back in December-ish timeline. I think that's reasonable.
And should he be even more superhuman than he is right now?
Get ready, because Scott's is taking over Daylight Saving Time. It's such a big event that we're calling it Day-Long Saving Time. And now it's got real savings. In fact, it's the biggest deals of the year. Audacious? Absolutely. So don't wait. Stock up early and you'll be able to save up to $20 on Scott's Triple Action and Easy Seed products today at the Home Depot and Lowe's. Offers available March 9th through 22nd at select U.S. stores, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for exact offers.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. I never thought I'd care about gardening until I bought a house in the suburbs. But now I find myself in conversations about liquid fertilizer, and I wonder, am I the fertilizer guy now? No, no way. Everyone knows the ratio between phosphorus and nitrogen, right? Yeah, I'm still totally cool.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
It could be. You know, some of these guys like AP come back and they have this amazing burst, but that's not the norm. When you look at the data on these NHL players, there are some of them that do lose some speed. They do lose their stats in terms of scoring and assists. So, but you know, Andre is such a strong player. You would think that he should be able to overly compensate for it and be as good as he is now.
Connor McDavid, he has certainly suffered. He only has 129 points so far this year. Connor McDavid had an ACL injury like 5 years ago.
Right.
It has really hampered him. I hope Andre has the same recovery that Connor McDavid had. Dr. Salen Parekh, I appreciate your time at Foot Doctor. At Fantasy Doctors Online. You used to be Foot Doctor.
Yeah, when we first started with Foot Doctor, and then the Fantasy Doctor grew, and now we're just the Fantasy Doctors.
Thanks, man. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Adam.
You got it. Dr. Salen Parekh. I went back in time myself.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.